Steve Guru. God bless America. This is the Steve Guru Show. Fierce and fearless in pursuit of the truth. And here are three big things you need to know right now, as long as you're prepared. Michigan lawmakers in the Whitmer administration have come to terms on a new budget. We'll tell you about that coming up. Number two, Jewel Jones. I mean, I'm sorry, but how stupid is this guy? The Democrat lawmaker gets jailed for violating his release three times, shows up with a key for handcuffs. Welcome to two brand new felonies, pal. And number one, on Capitol Hill, the testimony that is sending more shockwaves in the aftermath of the Larry Nassar story. The now disgraced Michigan State and USA Gymnastics doctor convicted of molesting countless young female athletes. And now we're told, the FBI did little to correct the problem when they had the information. When they had the information, the FBI agent in charge has been fired, whose sources say didn't properly pursue tips about Larry Nassar and the entire mess. So Christopher Wray and Michael Horowitz and others took to the stand yesterday to testify before the United States Senate about what went wrong, what didn't happen. And shocking, really. I'll start with Michael Horowitz. He is the Inspector General. You've heard his name before, of course, because he was involved in showing that the FBI had abused its privileges and its power in pursuit of Michael Flynn and trying to create a tapestry of lies, frankly, against former President Donald Trump and the FISA court system and all of that. Well, Michael Horowitz was involved in investigating the FBI again and delivered another brutal blow to the agency when he testified that the FBI in charge, the agent in charge, basically ignored it and then lied about the investigation. So bad was it? He's been fired, as I mentioned. Listen to this, Michael Horowitz.
General Horowitz, did any of the FBI employees or agents involved in this case deliberately misrepresent any facts to you in your investigation?
They did. We found both that the person who wrote the report that Ms. Moroney testified about falsely testified to us about what he did in connection with that report, as well as other matters that we asked him about, and Special Agent in Charge Abbott made false statements to us about the steps he took in 2015 when these allegations came in, but also about his effort, job-seeking efforts with the U.S. Olympic Committee.
Yeah. And it's an embarrassment. It was just an embarrassment. You know, complaints were filed in Indianapolis, basically ignored. Complaints were also filed in Los Angeles. The complaints in Indianapolis happened in 2015. And then complaints were filed in 2016 in Los Angeles, May. Nassar ultimately charged in Michigan with federal pornography offenses and sex abuse charges here, serving decades in prison. He'll never get out. He's there. He's a lifer. It's over. But Christopher Wray said the failures of leadership and execution were and are inexcusable. Listen to this.
I want to be crystal clear. The actions and inaction of the FBI employees detailed in this report are totally unacceptable. These individuals betrayed the core duty that they have of protecting people. They failed to protect young women and girls from abuse. And the work we do certainly is often complicated and uncertain, and we're never going to be perfect. But the kinds of fundamental errors that were made in this case in 2015 and 16 should never have happened, period.
So we'll keep you up to date on that, but I mean, that was pretty damning testimony that once again the FBI has failed to find the truth or conduct itself properly. It's not a reflection on the FBI as a whole, but good Lord, how many of these cases do you have to have? Here's a strange story. Strange story. Allegations from State Representative Marie Manoogian, a Democrat from Birmingham. She says State Representative Steve Marino of Harrison Township, a Republican, she's leveled allegations about the conduct of Marino. Now the subject of a Michigan State Police investigation, prompting House Speaker Jason Wentworth to strip Marino of his legislative duties. I will always prioritize the safety of state legislators and those who are serving their community at the state capitol. Once I learned of the situation, I took immediate action. Going forward, the House is honoring Rep. Mnuchin's request for privacy. The House will continue to assist the Michigan State Police investigation and take every precaution to ensure Rep. Mnuchin's safety and ultimately allow the legal process to play out. We'll be able to provide further updates at an appropriate time. The unfortunate reality, he says, in our society is that people have experienced domestic abuse, which often comes from someone we would never expect. So, there you have it. Shannon Banner from the Michigan State Police confirmed they're looking into it. Because it's an ongoing investigation, we'll provide no further comment. Strange. Earlier in the day, Wentworth's office had confirmed the speaker had stripped Marino of all of his legislative duties, including removing him from a coveted committee chairmanship. The Commerce Committee. No, you're not there anymore. At a strange time because, well, they came to a budget conclusion and they worked out the deal absent Marino, apparently. So they have a budget in place that will begin October 1st. So that's done. But here is the dumbest story of the day. I mean, at what point do you just say, good Lord? Jewel Jones, State Representative Michigan, Democrat, Inkster, sent to jail for 3 days for continuing to violate his release requirements as he's awaiting trial on drunk driving and a host of other charges. Including resisting arrest and a whole bunch of things. Jones is facing more legal trouble now because when he showed up at the Livingston County Jail to spend 3 days in jail, they found a handcuffs key on him. So now he has two brand new felony charges to enjoy. A 4-year felony and a 5-year felony, alleging that he brought a weapon, in this case the key, into the jail in an effort to escape custody. The sheriff there, Mike Murphy, called Joe's an embarrassment to all elected officials. In fact, here's what he said. This guy is a real piece of work and an embarrassment to all elected officials, and I believe he thinks somehow the laws do not apply to him. More than that, I'm mad. Had the handcuff key ended in an injury to my staff or another inmate, I'm not sure what I would have done, as my primary responsibility is the safety and security of my staff and inmates. Jewel Jones should just resign. Enough. We've seen the videotape of him wrestling and fighting with police in the ditch when he's pulled over for drunk driving. We've seen the videotape of him acting like an imbecile, frankly, when he's in jail. And now he shows up with a handcuff key to free himself while he's serving 3 days in jail in Livingston County for violating his terms of release before his trial. Give me a break here. He'll be in jail until his trial now. Quick break. It's the Steve Gruber Show.
Ever wonder if that old coin you found may be worth a mint? At Liberty Coin, you don't have to wonder anymore. Liberty Coin has been in the business of turning lost treasures into actual cash for decades. If you have old coins or any kind of paper money, too, the experts at Liberty Coin can help you figure out exactly what it's worth, and they might even make you an offer. Right here on the Steve Gruber Show, Liberty Coin experts will answer your questions live on the air. So if you think you might be able to cash in, send an email to coins@stevegruber.com. Send a picture if you can. coins@stevegruber.com. The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes, or high blood pressure, you are at risk. My Pure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With My Pure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com.
the Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
We represent the bakers, auto repair shops, manufacturers, small business owners. Our job is to help businesses succeed by giving them a voice against restrictive regulations and overreaching government. Our commitment is to create and promote good public policy that will restore a strong, healthy economy. Our focus is being your champion for free enterprise. We are the Michigan Chamber, and we stand ready to fight for Michigan.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
Peppers from Argentina, blueberries from Canada, and corn from Mexico. What are we doing? It's time to wake up, America, support our family farmers, and defend our nation against an invasion of foreign food. It's time you support Patriot Foods. Patriot Foods is an American-only produce brand supporting U.S. farms and donating a portion of every purchase to U.S. veterans. Join the movement to buy American and eat American. Go to patriotfoods.com. Patriot Foods will even ship your order for free. Patriotfoods.com. Patriotfoods.com.